Are the Beats still relevant today? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, William Nesbitt, English professor at Beacon College, explores this literary movement and what we're still learning from them today.
The work of the Beat Generation challenges assumptions and questions the way that we see things. If you look back at previous literary groups, the Romantics, the Transcendentalists, the Decadents, they were all questioning the assumptions of their respective times. Most people generally associate the Beats with the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, but they are still relevant. And some, like Diane DePrima, are still writing and working. A lot of people don't know how highly educated the Beats are. Jack Kerouac and Allen Ginsberg attended Columbia. William Burroughs was at Harvard. Folks today are giving the Beats more scholarly attention and critical validity. Many of the Beats are now part of well-known anthologies, compared to decades ago when the anthologies purposely excluded them. Now you can even find classes on the Beats, who are one of the last real movements in American literature. They wrote about still relevant issues such as political topics, gender equality, rights for gays, the environment, censorship, compassion for the world. It was very much about pushing the boundaries of writing in society and seeing what's beyond those boundaries. Part of the ethos of the Beat Generation is keeping the writing original and not tinkering with it too much to avoid changing the message. Just let your impulses, your spontaneity, your first thoughts come through. Still, we now know that the early published works of the Beats were edited more than people were led to believe. Kerouac supposedly wrote On the Road in weeks. The first draft was written in just 3 weeks, but it was based on writing that he had been keeping for a long time, and the final version was reworked over years. But Kerouac and Ginsberg's later works weren't as edited or as revised. Their editors were more likely to trust them and to trust themselves. And that is one of the most important messages to come from the Beat Generation. Question the structures and ideas around you, but always believe in yourself.
That was William Nesbitt of Beacon College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.